This is Saskatchewan Afternoon. I'm Justin Blackwell. It's time now for Hashtag Headlines.
Hashtag Headlines.
And I'm joined by our pop culture critic and editor of the Feedback Society, Craig Sillifant. And Craig, this weekend we get ready for what is sure to be a box office smash, the release of the new Black Panther movie.
They have lost their protector. Now is our time to strike.
Yeah, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. The first movie, I think that was, 2018? It grossed over $1.3 billion. So obviously a sequel was going to happen. But as we know, unfortunately, the star, Black Panther himself, King T'Challa, Chadwick Boseman, died of colon cancer in 2020 at the age of 43. Really sad. I think Marvel and the director, Ryan Coogler, were taken by surprise about this. I think Boseman kept it a pretty well-guarded secret as he was sick. So, Coogler had spent years prepping a sequel by this point, and then, of course, had to switch gears. But, some people believe that a crisis can breed opportunity, and I think they've really spun this into something interesting. They could have just recast the character, but I think, they didn't want to do that for Boseman, and I think the fans might have rebelled, to be honest. Mm-hmm. So the movie is basically about Wakanda coming up against another threat. But now, after King T'Challa has died, the Angela Bassett, and the other characters that we met in the first movie have to kind of get through their grief and fight off this new threat to Wakanda. And so they've, turned it into part of the story. And I know that Boseman kept he was the glue that kept that set together when they made the first movie, apparently. So, I think that we'll see the characters on screen going through this. But I think the actors and cast and crew and everybody did, too, on set. So a little bit of where does the art end and where does life start situation. So I'm super hyped to see it. Yeah. Opens Friday. It should be really great.
Speaking of movies, there will be a new host for the upcoming Oscars, a name that we are familiar with, Craig, and one that I think that is going to go over fairly well.
Yeah, I think it's awesome, too. Jimmy Kimmel, they've spent years experimenting with the format. No hosts, a group of hosts, as we saw last year. But they're returning to their tried and true format of one host, Jimmy Kimmel. He's hosted in 2017 and 2018. 2018 is the year... the last year they had a single host, actually, but it was it was in 2017 when La La Land was initially announced as winner of Best Picture,
right.
But it was the wrong envelope that had been handed out, so it was, in fact, Moonlight. And so I was just watching this interview with Kimmel the other day, and it was talking about, what would you have done had you been the host of Will Smith smacking Chris Rock?
Oh, wow! Wow! Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
And, he was like, yeah, I would have stepped in and done something. And he wasn't blaming the hosts. I think he said because there were so many hosts, nobody took that ultimate responsibility, which, if you noted, when they gave the wrong award away in 2017, Kimmel stepped in and figured it out on live TV. It was like, I think it's a good idea to have a good host. And, of course, somebody like Kimmel... he's used to doing this every night. You know what I mean? He's unflappable. So I think he's a great host, and I'm looking forward to just returning to that straightforward format again, even though I'll complain at the time that it's too long and there's all this other stuff I don't like, but I'm happy about that.
And Netflix is renewing Monster, the Dahmer Show, for two more seasons. Now my question to you, how are they going to do that?
Okay, so technically, they're not renewing the Dahmer part of it.
Okay.
The show is called Monster, the Dahmer series crossed 1 billion hours viewed. It was massive, so it's no surprise this has been greenlit. But as you're noting, it doesn't lend itself to additional seasons, really. So the concept, though, is really about a show about terrible people and the things they do. So they've ordered two more seasons, and they're just calling the show Monster now instead of Dahmer. Monster, the Jeffrey Dahmer story, with the most convoluted title in history. So they're going to tell the stories of other monstrous figures who have impacted society, they said, but they haven't revealed yet who these monsters will be. So they also renewed the other series by the same two guys that created this series, The Watcher, which I haven't watched yet, and I've heard sort of mixed reviews about, so kind of interested to watch it. But, you know, it's very interesting that a lot of TV is kind of going this way. It's like, how horrible can we, you know, showcase things? And I don't know if that's a reflection of how people feel in the world now, but either way, we're getting two more seasons of Monster.
He's our pop culture critic and editor of the Feedback Society, Craig Silliphant. Craig, thanks so much for this, and we'll chat again next week.
Cheers.